Hey, it's Cindy Howes and Lizzie Noh from the podcast Basic Folk, honest conversations with folk musicians.
Basic Folk is truly changing the game with our well-researched deep dives that aim to empower the listener while fostering the folk community.
I basically am writing worship music for youth group rejects.
Maternal regrets and maternal guilt are universal.
I try to make things that are beautiful and that are made with like a purity of intention.
You can listen to Basic Folk on the Bluegrass Situation Podcast Network or at basicfolk.com.
Hey, this is Bree Bagwell, and if you want to listen to this podcast early and ad-free, subscribe to my Patreon at www.patreon.com/BreeBagwell.
I only missed 1 year. We were over in Germany, and that's the only year that I missed, but
dang.
I was so bummed because we'd already booked the tour, and if we hadn't already booked the tour, I'd have been like, nope, sorry, I can't do it.
Yeah, I cannot go to Germany to play this free softball game.
I get to play on a AAA field.
I'm actually losing $2,000 to play on this field.
Yeah, slow pitch softball.
Hey, hey, everybody. This is Bree Bagwell, and this is my podcast, Only Vans, where I talk to my friends in my van.
Your brother, Gary, and I exclusively text about our Sprinter van problems. Did you know this?
I do. He actually told me that the other day. He was like, oh my gosh, Bree just broke down again. And I was like, what?
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, we have this whole thing. We need to text back and forth all the time because our piece of shit's always breaking down. She says her piece of shit's always breaking down. So
it's the only time we've ever texted. And what also is my favorite thing is that his name in my phone is a Braun brother, because I didn't know which. Don't tell him that. He's going to probably.
Ginger make. Beard Braun.
Yeah. I just didn't know which one it was. So he's just a Braun brother. And then once I found out, I had to do some detective work when I saw y'all at Steamboat, and I was like, which one of you is it? And then now that I know it's Gary, I can't change it because it's charming.
Yeah.
But you have Sprinter Von.
Hey.
Sprinter Von problems just as, like I do.
Yes, we do. Constantly. Ours just came out of the shop this morning and is going back in on Monday. So
what was that, Bill?
I didn't even want to ask.
Yeah.
I'm so deep into it at this point. I feel like I've bought three of them.
Yeah. Gary told me that you had to get the rear end replaced.
We did. We had to put a whole new rear end. We have had to put a whole new motor in it. And the AC's gone out numerous times. And it's an ongoing project. But to buy them brand new, they're so expensive that it's like, then you have to trick out the inside and do all the stuff. And it's like, man, well, maybe we can get it through one more tour, or one more year. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah. Well, the rear end bill for you, I know, was $14,000, he told me.
Yeah.
Because if that happens to me, I don't have $14,000. So yeah. I don't know how.
Well, you just figure it out, just like everything, you know. But
that's why I'm doing this podcast. Would you like to sponsor my rear end? As soon as I said it, I regretted it. But he was sending me pictures of new ones that you might be like, he was...
Yeah.
He's been doing some research.
He's always doing research. He sends me a new deal every probably 2 weeks, whether it's one of the vans that you see driving around at the airport, you know, let's do this style, or, you know, or like Zane Williams van, that kind of deal, or the bus that they have. And then, you know, and then he starts getting wild and crazy and starts sending me brand new Prevos and all kinds of things. I'm just like, just keep sending them to me, buddy.
Right.
But at this point, still getting in the old one.
Yeah. Do you have bunks in yours?
I guess.
I've never been in your van.
Yeah, we have five bunks in the back. So
nice.
It's pretty nice. Yeah.
This is supposed to be in the van. The podcast is supposed to be from the van, but mm-hmm. we've had problems with the cameras overheating because it's 1,000 degrees. So
yeah,
we're in your brother's kitchen with George Washington mm-hmm. and JFK.
Yeah.
It's going great. It's really nice in here. He gave me some whiskey. Is this how it always is over here?
Pretty much, yeah. This is, I've been living here for 8 years, and when I'm off the road and we're touring out of Texas, this is my home base. So
great.
We have, usually, these used to be wine racks that were full up here, and we filled them up numerous times and emptied them every time.
Yeah, I know. But it's one of my favorite things about you guys is you guys like to drink as much as I like to drink.
Yeah, we do.
And it's, there's no judgment.
No.
My favorite, we were talking about Steamboat, but one of my favorite memories in the whole world was we were about to leave Steamboat and Jody Bartula from the Cody Johnson Band called me and said, don't leave. There's an avalanche. We're all stuck. You should just stay. And so we stayed and somebody random gave us their room that they had one for one more night. And Randy Rogers Band had stayed and y'all had stayed. Mm-hmm. And we had, and the people that had left the suite, they left all of their alcohol. And yeah, we had the best time. Do you remember that?
I do remember that. That was a great time.
It was the best. And they left all their supplies for us to all partake in.
Yeah. I know. We used to leave and a few bands that would drive up and go on tour would always come by our room, same thing, yeah, and be like, hey, ran into you last night. You said to swing by, you might have some extra booze. And like, yeah, you're going to want to have the bellhop bring the cart up, buddy.
I didn't know that that was an option.
Yeah.
I've learned so much. I've learned that you guys have a whole exclusive club that I haven't been invited to. Your brother told me about that. And then now I learn I can have your alcohol at the end of the...
Yeah.
Okay. This has been a good day for me. I think. Maybe.
Well, it is the day after the last day of Steamboat.
True. And that's, do you do Black February or do you start early?
I don't start early because I like to do the full 28 days of February. And it's just, I don't know. I always, Gary's birthday's on the 15th and I always like to party with him. And then
his birthday's right after Steamboat?
Yeah.
Oh no.
Yeah, so it just keeps going and going for us. But I shoot for February and try and stick to it.
I need to put a Brown Brothers birthday. I'll put that in my calendar.
Yeah.
January 15th. Paul's birthday is the 10th.
Nice.
And we threw him, it was his 40th this year. And so we played two private parties that day because I'm really on the Steamboat private party train right now.
Happy birthday, sweetie.
And I was like, let's just go have one drink over here. And he's like, I'm pretty tired. I think we should go to bed. And he's like, then we can wake up and maybe snowboard in the morning. And I was like, let's go have one drink. And so sweet Kyle over there, they set up decorations. There was a pinata. And then Doug Moreland found out. He was like, what's going on in here? And they said, well, it's Paul Eason's birthday at midnight. So he brought his 3-piece band. And so Paul didn't even want to go. And then we walked in and it was like, happy.
Surprise.
Yeah. It ended up being the greatest time.
Oh, that sounds like a blast.
I know. I don't know why I didn't text y'all other than I probably just didn't have time.
Yeah. Well, it's a busy, busy time up there.
Yeah.
There's always somewhere to go. Somebody wants you to come and get up and play, or you just want to go see a show or whatever, or you just want to hang out in the Schwitz.
Yeah. Did you hear us talking about the Schwitz?
I did. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a wonderful.
I can't remember the name. I knew it wasn't Schnitzel, but I wasn't far off.
Well, not in Germany.
But can girls come be a part, or is it a male only Schwitz?
No, it's a free for all. Everybody, you never know who's going to be down there. Usually you get down there and there's already 10, 15 people that you already know kind of
That's hanging out. What I'm worried about. I would rather not have anybody I know.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Like you then, probably wake up just looking like Mickey Braun. I wake up after Steamboat looking like
Mickey Braun. Is that a kind way of saying you always look like shit?
No, I just think dudes are always like, oh, you're kind of hungover. You're cool.
Yeah.
It makes you even cooler when I'm hungover and tired. Everyone says, oh my goodness, are you okay?
Yeah.
There's an eyelash going this way.
Yeah. Got a handprint on your cheek.
Oh, your own handprint.
Yeah. From
Sorry.
Sleeping on your hand. Jeez. what you guys been up to? Paul, we're going to have a talk.
Not even sure why my mind went there.
That's funny.
He's the nicest man in the whole world.
Yeah, he is.
Okay. Did you hear that during the tribute, I I might just sing a motor car song instead of a Reckless Kelly song.
I think it's brilliant.
Can I stir some controversy?
I love it.
I love it. I mean, I can do it.
That'd be so funny.
I have a way of breaking new. I got this whole thing. I think I can do it.
I think it'd be wonderful.
What are you doing for the tribute?
I don't know yet. I've been batting some different ideas around whether I want to do something that everybody knows or if I want to dive into the deep part of the old tracks, and I don't know if I want to do one that Willie and I wrote together or just kind of don't know yet, but whatever it is,
it's
really no pressure for me because those guys have seen me fuck so much stuff up in my life that if I do, it's not going to be anything new to them. So
it's a great point.
Yeah.
Because the tribute is probably the most scared I've been in my life a few times when you're singing a Gary P song for Gary P or you're singing,
Robert Earl and like so many people.
Completely. It's terrifying. I did Randy Foster. I can't remember. It's been a couple of really scary, terrifying moments. And I've watched pros, or who I think are pros, mess ups.
Yeah. Well, it's so funny too, because you come down the back hall where everybody's hanging out and everybody's like all uptight and over in their own corner, like standing outside playing the song and going over it.
Writing down the lyrics last minute. Lyrics.
Yeah, exactly.
It is a different vibe. And it's a very, everyone's a little freaked out.
Yeah, it is. I think the most nervous I was when I did the Rodney Crowell one. That was when I was like, oh, Jesus.
Of course.
It's like Rodney Crowell.
I didn't do that one. Like, probably for that reason. I'm just like, no.
Yeah. Gary and I did Even Cowgirls Get the Blues.
Dang.
And it was fun because I've been playing that song forever I started playing it in my dad's band. So I've been playing it for a really long time, but still, as soon as, hey, you're up next, it was like.
My thing is when you're on the stage and then there's four people, right? I'm always, when I go first, I'm fine. But if I go fourth, I mess up. Because you hear everyone else be great.
Right. Or tell a kind of a similar type story that you already had in your mind that you're going to tell. And you're like, oh, great. No, I can't tell that story. So you immediately start trying to think of it.
What if I went after you at the tribute and I told the same exact story as you and then played the same exact
song
as you? I don't know why I'm trying to hijack this tribute show.
It would just be kind of funny. You know, Reckless has always been a comedy band, like as serious as they are as far as their music goes, as far as a group of guys, they're the most cut up guys on the road a lot of times, and they love their joking around and their pranks and all their shit. So it's pretty fun.
I always think about with your guys's bands, is that who knows, but your brothers are in your bands, which is one person that's never going to quit.
Hey, nice.
I have never had that luxury, right?
Yeah. But
at least it's kind of like you and it's kind of, I say like too much on this podcast. I'm trying to cut it out.
Yeah. Well,
if you want to drink every time.
No, it's okay.
Your brother's going to the grocery store for more wine.
Every time you say like.
I'm always thinking everyone's going to leave, which they usually do. One of my guys left to be in your band. Which is fine. Congratulations. He's great.
Yeah, he's fantastic.
He actually didn't leave to go to your band. He went to another band and that didn't work out. And then he came to your band.
Yeah. It's kind of weird how the different people that we've had in our bands, because we've had same deal, many different guitar players and different bass players. And I've gotten, you know, you run into people and go, hey, we're looking for a bass player. And then next thing you know, it comes back around and it's like, oh, call this guy. Yeah. And it is nice to know that you'll always have your right hand man right there.
Yeah. Somebody to research sprinters for you.
Yeah.
Even though you're like, I am not paying $1 million for this bus.
Right.
It's still nice that he's thinking of you.
Yeah. Or, you know, hey, I found the last bass player. It's your turn to find the next bass player.
No. Does Andy go day 87 of the tour? Things are not going as planned. Does he say that in your band?
No, he doesn't. I've never heard him say that.
Oh, it's because things are always going wrong in my band.
Yeah.
And they're not in your band?
No, I wouldn't say that either. There's always drama in every band. I don't care who you are. You can put on the facade of being, oh, we all get along all the time. And it's like, no, we don't. None of us all get along all the time. That's just ridiculous to think that many people can be in that small of a confine and always, hey, buddy.
Yeah. So, well, Pablo has so much hair.
Well, he's got a lot of hair. So you got to deal with that sometimes, you know. He's kind of we call him our bull in the china cabinet. You know, he's always kind of bumping into people, and, you know, it's such a small area, but, you know, everybody does different things that you're like, oh, my gosh, easy on the brakes up there, you know. there's always something interesting.
I know. And it's never, I take things so personally when people do that. I'm like, well, it's not your brakes. You wouldn't understand.
Yeah.
But it's really like they're up there thinking, I really have to pee and there's a Bucky's 4 miles ahead. Like, they're whatever. They're not intentionally doing things to hurt your equipment or gear. But I always have to make sure I'm not taking it so personal where I'm like, well, you wouldn't understand because you're not paying for it.
Yeah.
I don't want to be that person.
Hey, this is Bree Bagwell. And if you want to sponsor this amazing podcast, all you have to do is email onlyvanspodcast@gmail.com.
It's tough when, like, the Sprinter has almost, I've almost quit because that thing has been such a pain, and I have not been able to afford to fix it. And I ordered a new van. I don't know if you know this, in April.
Awesome.
Guess when it's going to be here?
April?
July 15th.
Wow, I was really hoping for April for you.
Well, it might be next April. So it's still not here.
My gosh.
So that check engine light's on. You see the state of it. It is just really bad, but I'm just going to drive it until I just can't drive it anymore. So I'll probably text a Braun brother and be like, we're broken down again.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's good to know people that have the same problems and same stuff and us touring in the same areas and whatnot. It is nice to shoot out that text. And there's a lot of times you'd be like, oh yeah, you're in Albuquerque. I'll shoot you a number. Yep. This guy was great. Got us in and out and back on the road, and we made the gig, you know?
Exactly. Nice. There's comfort in not being alone in your struggles.
Yeah, absolutely.
So were you on this team, or you guys have the blue jerseys?
No, come on.
I don't.
Really? Wow. This interview is over.
Let me tell you, though, because I got interviewed. I got invited to the softball jam one time, maybe more, but I got invited one time that I could go. And it was amazing because I played volleyball. I was pretty good at volleyball, played on the club team in college. I've never swung a bat.
Really?
In my life. But then Cody texted me and said, hey, so you're going to be playing music, so you can't play in the game because you're going to play as soon as the game's over. And I was like, this is great news.
Oh, wow.
Because I was so paranoid of looking like an idiot, which I think is kind of the point. But then you get Kat Osterman, like, who I love and went to college, like, loving, you know, at UT, I was obsessed with her. So I'm not going to go. I don't like looking stupid. So it was the perfect scenario for me. So I just turned down Cody Jinks' softball tournament. They asked me to play and I said no.
Well, he didn't call me. He didn't even give me the opportunity to say no.
But is it ever going to come back? And if it does come back, are you going to give me baseball batting, swinging lessons?
We could probably work something like that out. We say every year, we're like, oh, we're going to go do the batting cages every day, and we're going to hit at least a week. Yes, Jesus, driving me crazy.
Sounds loud in the.
It's very loud. It's obnoxious. I've been looking for a reason to throw this against the wall for a while.
I was like, what is that noise?
But no, yeah, we used to do a lot of get as many people together as we could and kind of do just some. However many people we could get and play a few games before and try and hit the cages every once in a while. But none of us we all just wanted to be baseball players. And that's why I think we loved doing it so much. But I only missed 1 year. We were over in Germany, and that's the only year that I missed. But dang. I was so bummed because we had already booked the tour. And if we hadn't already booked the tour, I'd have been like, nope, sorry, I can't do it.
Yeah, I cannot go to Germany to play this free softball game.
I get to play on a AAA field.
Yeah, I'm actually losing $2,000 to play on this field.
Slow pitch softball.
And I met the first year I went as just a guest of somebody, but I met Brooks Kieschnick. Mm-hmm. And my life will never be the same.
No, never, never. Yeah, he's a wild man.
He is a wild man, but I love him. He's great.
Yeah, he is. He's a great guy. We got to be pretty good pals.
Yeah. He's my pal too. Yeah. And I have good memories with Charlie from there. And mm-hmm. It was always just really fun. Did you know that all my stuff got stolen 1 year? Did you know about that?
I didn't.
My truck, I have an old truck, and I left my purse and my suitcase and everything in the back of my truck, and I had all my cash from the weekend. Well, it was parked back like kind of behind where the tour buses are and stuff. Well, someone got in my passenger seat, and then now I know that when I press lock on my truck, the passenger door lock doesn't go down, so my truck was unlocked. And then after the show, I went back and my laptop, like everything was gone, and I was so upset because I'd had the best day. And then this girl that was back there was like, well, there were these two people walking around. They had their hoods up and they looked so suspicious. And I don't know what they were doing back here. They didn't look like they deserved to be back here. But, and I was like, why did you not notify
somebody? Was it AJ?
That stole the stuff or that talks like that?
No, that stole the stuff.
You know,
walking
what?
Around with his hoodie on, looking suspicious.
Yeah. He's wearing my boots. Like, wait, what? Yeah, like my favorite pair of jeans were in there. My Apple Watch was in it. It was a strange thing because it's not a place where.
Horrible.
But for somebody to see something out of place. Did I just ruin your day with that? I'm sorry.
No.
But I didn't want to tell y'all. Like, it was not. It was just somebody was waiting for their perfect opportunity. And I was having the best day. I got this jersey.
Yeah.
It has my name on it.
Yep.
And then I had no laptop for a while after that.
Well.
So what I brought you here for was, can we do some sort of 7 year later fundraiser for my laptop? And
Yeah. I don't like it when people steal stuff. It's just a rotten way to go. We were on the road with Ragweed and, we were playing in Gainesville and we were all loading out at the same time because we were going on like a 10-day run. And, it was just so much confusion with the help and all the people in the two bands and the crews and everything. And so some of the stuff was going to the wrong trailers. And anyway, afterwards, once they sorted all that out, my Guild guitar was now nowhere to be found. So we, started asking around and asked the manager if they had cameras, and they didn't, of course. And anyway, the dust was kind of settling. And, this kid came up to me, he goes, are you looking for a guitar? And I go, yeah. And he goes, I know where it is. And I was like, where? And he goes, see that shed over there in the field? And I was like, yeah. And he goes, it's behind that shed. So grab Joel, Chef, and we we headed over there, and he had his mag light, his big cop mag light, and we walked over there, we heard voices, and we walked around the corner, and there's this guy and two girls sitting on a bench. And they were back there smoking, and he goes, hey, we're looking for a guitar. And they were like, oh, I haven't seen a guitar. And he shines his light down under the bench, and there's my guitar. And he goes, well, there's a guitar. And the girls got up and just bolted. And he, like, tried to run by us and grabbed him by the back of the hoodie and kind of pulled him around, and Jeff threw his arm around his neck and put him in a chokehold. And
oh my gosh, like,
both went to the ground, and I jumped on top of him, and Joel just went down on him with the mag light. And then, like Dukes of Hazzard style, the cops came rolling through the field with the lights blaring, and they jumped out and they got the guy up, and they knew who it was. They were like, we already told you three times to go home tonight. And the whole deal, they asked if I wanted to press charges, and I was like, in Gainesville, and I was like, do I have to come back here to do that? And they go, yeah. And I was like, Now, let me check the guitar, just make sure it's not messed up. And then I looked at it, it was just fine. So they put him in handcuffs and they're like, well, we'll throw him in the can for the night. So,
wow. Do you think that it was the guys were wearing a hoodie that stole my stuff? Do you think it was the same guy?
It could have been.
He just follows you around.
He's like, I'm going to get that son of a bitch.
I'm going to get him and everybody
that he knows
and cares about. Like, I don't even know Bree.
Taking everybody down.
Do you think it's strange that I'm oddly, crazily obsessed with your daughter? Or is it fine?
I love it.
But you know, like, it's not a secret.
No.
You know how much I love her. So it's not, I'm creepily watching from afar. It's like,
yeah.
Give me that baby with my shirt on. She's so cute.
Yeah.
She's really cute.
Yeah, she's the best.
Yeah.
She's easygoing and she's just fun. She's a fun kid.
I was watching her sleep when we went to y'all's room in Steamboat. And I was like, Allie was like, do you want to come see her? And I was like, yes. And she was just snoozing on. She's just like a little tiny porcelain doll sleeping on her.
Yeah.
And Willie said, bronze make cute kids. And I said, I didn't know that.
Yeah,
how would we know? That's what I mean. Like nobody else has a, right? You're the only one with a child.
Yeah.
So how...
I don't know where that
where did
come
he
from.
Come
from. Okay, buddy.
Okay. Great. So I guess it's you're one for one. So
yeah.
In baseball stats.
In mom's eyes, I'm winning.
Yeah. Oh, you are the most winning. Does she want more grandchildren? Are you going to have eight more or what's the deal?
No, I'm not my mom. I'd like to have one more for sure, but at the same time, you know, I'm getting old, so we got a good one. So I go back and forth some days. I'm like, she's so good. Why mess this up?
Right, because they always are like, the next one is the opposite.
No, you just wait. Yeah. You just wait.
I hate when people say stuff like that.
Yeah, it's very off-putting.
Yeah. What do you know about people tell Paul that too? Just wait. You just wait.
Yeah, it's just wait.
What? We're just enjoying things.
Yeah.
Life happens. And why are you preparing me for a doomsday that might never arrive or whatever?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Everyone knows everything. Yeah.
Everybody does know everything. And then when you do have a kid, boy, does everyone know everything. They're all telling you how it is. And you just waits just keep on coming. It's like, oh, you think the terrible twos are bad? Wait for the terrible fours. Wait to the fives and sixes and wait till they're in college.
Now they're a teenager. Now they're
change missing off the dresser and your daughter's knocked up. I've seen it 100 times.
Right. I get so tired of the advice at merch table that I'm like, I don't know how much more I can handle of this. It's getting obnoxious. And if I had a kid, I don't even know if I could deal with people.
Yeah. It's I don't know. We took hats everywhere with us, and it made it a lot easier, I think. Hats? Just having Hattie.
Sorry.
I call her Hats.
I know her name. I'm her biggest fan. I don't know why that's an answer.
Yeah.
I thought you meant
we just pass out hats.
We could. or I thought you meant you were in disguise.
Yeah, no. Yeah, that's good, though.
Okay.
I like it. Yeah, big glasses, hats.
Got it. I think my afternoon alcohol is kicked in.
Well, we take her with us, always have, and I think it's really helped out with just being able to feel a lot freer going on the road, because it's like, well, come on.
She's
here.
Here
we go. Yep.
Yeah.
Get on the hip.
Well, if you ever want me to go as your free... opener and babysitter, I would love to do that because I love her so much. She's a good child. I think she thinks that I'm like the scary drunk aunt that's like obsessed with her. Like, Bree's here again.
Get in line on the scary drunk aunt.
Right. I'm so far down that list.
I'm just kidding.
Well, thanks for joining us spontaneously.
Yeah. This has been fun. Yeah. Willie told me you were coming over to do it. And I was like, what's up with that? Like, I never got a call. Nobody ever calls me.
That's how I feel about him. He reached out to me about this podcast. Did you know that? He was like, hey, your podcast is pretty great. And I was like, well, if you ever want to do it, like, let me know. We'll come to you.
Awesome.
And then we decided on this, and I didn't even think to ask you. I should have, but,
it's no big deal. Feelings aren't hurt.
Okay, good.
Everything's fine.
If it makes you feel any better, I feel like I'm never invited to the jams at Steamboat. But I am. I just can never go.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. Like sometimes you get invited and you know, sometimes you just really, you're like, oh, cool. And then you're like, eh. Or you walk in the door and you're like, oh, what have I done?
I'm very paranoid too, because I'll walk in and someone will start talking to me really loud. And then one time early on, Bree Bagwell, shut up. Like somebody in the scene yelled at me. It was like, Bree Bagwell, stop talking. And I was like, I just walked in and Pam, what's her name? I don't know her name.
Sure.
She's just like, oh my God, I love your jacket or whatever. And then it's like, Bree Bagwell's here and she's talking. And I was like, all right, I'm not doing this anymore. This is too much pressure.
Yeah. Me and Stoney got shished out of a place more than once.
Well, yeah, it's Stoney.
Like, if you guys are going to go somewhere, you just go party somewhere, but we're trying to. And then it was like, Stoney's obvious reaction to that was like, well, yeah, I'd love to do one. Yeah.
And then he sings it in a whisper. Yeah. Like I could see him being so snarky about it. He's my favorite human. He's
awesome.
We like to keep these short because our attention spans these days.
I understand.
I'm so honored that you were here. This was a great surprise.
Well, I'm glad you had me do the interview. This is fun.
Yeah. Well, you would have been my first choice of a Braun brother.
Oh, so thank you. That's so sweet.
Or a Braun brother.
Yeah. It's funny. Or a Braun brother. Well, I love that. And speaking of which, people always come to me and they always go, hey, don't tell your brothers, but I like you guys better. And I'm like, I don't know who you are. Like, hey, Willie, some person up in Pensacola, Washington, wearing a purple shirt, wearing a pink hat, said that she likes us better.
But she said not to tell you.
But she said not to tell you. So don't tell her I told you.
People are weird. We work our rear ends for you off for you weird people.
And you too.
And same. Do you want to dance? Or do you?